Welcome back to our podcast, which we call Busting Addiction and the Myths That Surround It. This podcast is sponsored by Safe House Rehab Thailand, where we offer clients a life-changing experience in the perfect environment for recovery. And it's closer than you think. Just visit safehouserehab.com to learn more. My name is Bruno J., and here's why I created this podcast. It's getting crazier and more deadly than we could have ever imagined just 10 years ago, with opioids and now fentanyl, which is 100 times more potent than heroin. A while ago, I noticed that there was no podcast dedicated solely to talking to that one super important group without whom many addicts would never make it. And I realized then that I had the ammo to blow up some of these myths so that nothing but the truth survived. So if you love an addict or alcoholic and you feel like your loved one is sucking the oxygen out of your life, then this podcast is for you. If your loved one is driving you crazy and stealing your money, your peace of mind, and your sanity, this podcast is for you. And if you're feeling rage and shame and your self-esteem has been flushed down the tubes, this podcast is for you too. So here we are with episode 2, and we start as follows. Whether you're an addict or alcoholic, or have one in the family, or even suspect that the one you love might be an alcoholic or an addict, and you're not sure, we're here to shed some light on the disorder. We're here to help you make an informed decision that could make the difference in the life of your family and your loved one, the one you're worried about, the one who is living in your head rent-free. We call this episode Addiction is a Family Disease, because everyone in the family is touched by addictive disorder. Let's take a look at what happens when one of the family members, let's say a 37-year-old dad, has been drinking and doing drugs, and his wife and children have been subjected to his absences, to his out-of-control temper when he happens to be home, and are now in despair over his ever getting clean and sober. Perhaps without even realizing it, the whole family, not just the addict, has slowly but surely become dysfunctional. Dad's disease has a subtle but profound ripple effect on everyone in the family. The children don't have friends over anymore because they're afraid of what they might find when they get home. The addict's wife is tired of making excuses and covering for her husband when he can't make it to work that day. She's so ashamed she spends less and less time engaged in her social life. She feels she has to lie just to keep up appearances. She's tried everything from threats to arguments to reasoning to withdrawal of affection. She is seething with resentment, believing the addict in life has destroyed any hope of a decent life she's worked so hard for. Ultimately, the whole family adopts a dysfunctional way of coping. Don't talk, don't trust, and don't feel. Even when the room is quiet, you could cut the tension with a knife. Here's the thing about addiction. There's no avoiding it, no denying it, no controlling it, and for sure, no cure for it. Because it's progressive by nature, it only gets worse if it's left to take its natural course. Never, ever does it get better on its own. That last truth is the hard one. No cure is the truth. And that's the bad news. But the good news is this. There is such a thing as arresting the disease in its tracks. The conventional wisdom, have you heard this one? Is that the addict has to hit bottom before he will accept help. There's nothing you or anyone can do about it. The idea that has you believing you're helpless and the addict has all the power. It doesn't have to be that way at all. The question really is, what will it take to make the addict ready to accept help? If you're the addict listening to this, you have to get over the idea that your disease is a moral failing, even if you're ashamed of your behavior. And if your loved one is the addict, you need a reason to believe that the addict can make the U-turn. If not today, then tomorrow. Addiction just breaks your heart. But there's hope. There's always hope of making an informed decision that improves the odds of success for your loved one. Let's talk about what we call polyaddiction. That is, being addicted to more than one substance at a time, including alcohol. There's a term we use called drug of choice, which is part of our intake screener here at Safe House. We ask, so what was your drug of choice? And was there more than one substance involved? You'd be amazed, maybe not, that it's almost unheard of for an addict or alcoholic to be addicted to only one substance these days. That's why the question is phrased as drug of choice, because sad to say, there are so many substances available almost anywhere to addicts, no matter where they live. If they want some, they're going to go out and get some. Case closed. Here's the thing about alcohol versus other substances. It's legal, it can be relatively cheap, and you could use it under all sorts of legal circumstances out in the open. The difference with other substances is either they're out and out illegal street drugs, or they're legit drugs that are being abused, like taking mom's painkillers, or mom even taking more painkillers than she should. And the addict will crush them up and snort them to get a better, faster high. Technically, that's illegal, but chances are you won't be arrested. You will get arrested if you start forging prescriptions for OxyContin, oxycodone, tramadol, etc. There's a long list of legit prescription drugs that are being abused right now, right this minute, maybe even by the one you love, right in your own house. Here's an example of polyaddiction. Okay, how about this one? How about meth, methamphetamines, also known as speed, and heroin? Meth will keep the addict up to 4 days straight, and heroin will help him relax and zone out. Both are easily available on the street these days. To make matters worse, heroin is now laced with and actually being replaced by fentanyl, a synthetic opioid that is 100 times more powerful than heroin, and it's causing a spike in overdose deaths by the thousands. How about cocaine and alcohol? It was one of my favorite combinations. Cocaine got me way, way up, but that may have been preceded by a night of drinking. Coke helped keep me up all night, and I just needed a line or two to pick me up, and maybe a beer or two, too, because I was addicted to whatever was available. How about marijuana and hallucinogens? Marijuana these days has up to 10 times the THC of the dope of the old days. So users get a much more intense high more quickly because the genetics, the plant genetics, have advanced a whole lot. Then add some hallucinogens because THC has that quality, and it could use a boost, of course. Well, then you can add gambling to the mix, which isn't too terribly uncommon. You have a real destructive combination that could ruin a family in a heartbeat. That's all scary stuff. Yeah, we know all about these things. We know what it takes to get you and your loved one clean and sober and free of any and all of these horrible choices. You've surely heard, and if you haven't, you're not paying attention, that the biggest and scariest drug problem in the U.S. is that of the abuse and illegal use of opioids, both those derived naturally from opium like heroin and those created in the lab like fentanyl, now the scariest drug on the planet. There's plenty of solid research available, mostly from the highly respected Centers for Disease Control, also known as CDC, and from NIDA, the National Institutes of Drug Abuse. So this is as straight as this dope gets. The purpose of this episode is to scare you into taking some action and to offer you hope that no matter how bad it has gotten, the addict in your life, perhaps you're the addict tuning in now too, is still alive, and therefore it is never too late for him to make the U-turn and seek redemption. In 2018 alone, more than two-thirds of the drug overdose deaths of 70,000 in the U.S., that's about 50,000 deaths, were opioid-related. That's about twice as many as died in vehicle accidents. You heard that right. That means that 130 people die every day from an opioid overdose. That's over 5 deaths every hour on the hour every day. Here's a scary fact about heroin. The majority of addicts got their heroin start from prescription opioids like OxyContin, which they quickly learned could be crushed and snorted for a faster and more intense high. But in some places, believe me or not, heroin is actually cheaper and easier to get than illegally acquired prescription opioids. Heroin is cheaper and easier to get, so if you're an addict, why not make the switch? What could it hurt? Well, it could kill you. Because these days, heroin and other drugs like cocaine are very frequently laced with a surefire killer drug called fentanyl, which, as I've mentioned before, is 100 times more powerful than heroin. Just 2 to 3 milligrams, that's 2 or 3 thousandths of a gram, can be fatal. Dealers like fentanyl because it's so much more addictive than heroin, and they make a lot more money per unit of weight. The dealer doesn't give a shit about human life. He could care less about you or your loved one's life. He wants the addict to stay addicted. He wants more customers, and he does need customers just to replace the ones his drugs have killed along the way. The incidence of heroin use and overdose deaths is highest among 18 to 25-year-old men and women. Or should we say boys and girls? If that doesn't get to you, I don't know what does. Fentanyl is now being sold as pure fentanyl, which is one reason why more and more police and EMTs carry Narcan or Naxalone to revive an overdosing addict. The problem is, for them, how much do you give if the addict is ODing on fentanyl versus heroin? At that point, he's down on the pavement and he's unable to speak. But there's hope. There's always hope. So long as the addict is alive, there is still hope. That's where we come in. We know this game, this dance with death. You could ask, why should I or my loved one go all the way to a rehab in Thailand, of all places, to get help for this addiction? Have you heard of medical tourism? This is a big deal. This is a trend where people who need medical treatment travel to a foreign country like Thailand to get world-class treatment delivered by doctors educated in the best medical schools on earth, practicing in state-of-the-art hospitals and clinics, all for a fraction of the cost for the same treatment in the U.S. and other Western countries. That explains why Thailand is now the world's leading medical tourism destination and attracts over 3 million medical tourists a year. It's an absolutely fantastic destination in and of itself as well. The Kingdom of Thailand is one of the safest countries in the world to visit, logging over 38 million visitors from all over the world last year, over 1 million from the U.S. alone. No other place on earth gives the visitor this amazing combination of warm year-round weather, pristine beaches, exotic wildlife, renowned cuisine, a respectful, vibrant culture steeped in Buddhist tradition, contemporized by a thriving and hip, young, educated middle class. No other destination on earth offers the same high level of luxury and hospitality, no matter who you are, where you come from, or why you're here. And what makes the experience so affordable for medical tourists, especially, is the very favorable exchange rate between Thai currency and the American dollar, the British pound, and the euro, and that's held up for a generation with very few wobbles up or down. All of this makes for a perfect environment for our clients here at Safe House Rehab Thailand, located just an hour from Thailand's world-class international airport and not far from the Gulf of Thailand. We specialize in the modern challenges of addiction, including opioid addiction and cross-addiction, offering our clients and their families genuine hope of long-lasting recovery, including clients who have experienced relapses in the past. We offer best practice treatment in a luxury environment at a fraction of the cost of inpatient treatment in the U.S., the EU, or the U.K., and elsewhere in the developed world. Our clients enjoy private luxury condos in a setting that offers them an active modern lifestyle, Wi-Fi included, of course, world-class fitness, swimming pools, Thai massage, local coffee shops and a convenience store, excursions to beaches, temples, and parks, and exposure to other outdoor pursuits, making for a stimulating and healing experience. Now, that's very important because it combines both physical, mental, and emotional support. Our amenities include Thai and Western-style cuisine, laundry and maid service graciously provided by our amazing Thai staff. All that said, Safe House is not a country club retreat. True, our clients are far removed from their usual triggers, but they come here to do the work vital to their recovery, to get honest and face reality, and to be held accountable perhaps for the first time in their adult lives. We also know that you have choices, including other treatment centers in Thailand. You need to pay attention to this next part because it's what sets us apart. First, we will never disparage other treatment centers. It's not our way to look better by bringing others down. In fact, that's a value we teach our clients for living a clean and sober life to begin with. Second, and we've done our homework here, Safe House Rehab Thailand has the most thorough intake, detox, and treatment process and exceeds the highest professional standards of all rehabs in Thailand. Go to our website, safehouserehab.com, and take a close look at our license issued by the Thai Ministry of Health. Standards for licensing were changed and upgraded recently, and we cleared the bar yet again. Our English-speaking staff is UK-trained and fully accredited in addictions counseling. We have contracted with a regional hospital for intake medical exams and detox from alcohol, heroin, and other substances as necessary. We have a rehab-trained nurse on staff and an MD on call in the event of any medical emergency. There's a regional hospital minutes away. All of these resources do indeed mean that clients are safe and sound when they come into our care. Hence our name, Safe House Rehab Thailand. And we're closer than you may think. We'll help you get a passport if you don't have one, help arrange your flight to Thailand, meet you at the airport, and escort you to your new home only an hour away. We'll even contribute $1,000 US to your airfare, knowing that last-minute trips can be a bit pricier. We want nothing to stand in the way of getting the help you or your loved one need right now. So what did we learn in this episode number two? Well, we learned, number one, that Safe House Rehab Thailand is a serious option for treatment, a safe sanctuary with luxury amenities closer and more affordable than you might think. Two, we learned that addiction is a family disease, and it affects not only the addict, but everyone in the family, to the point where the family unit itself becomes dysfunctional over time. Number three, cross-addiction or polyaddiction is very common today, and a sophisticated treatment process to help the addicts detox and start the recovery process is absolutely essential. Number four, opioids are the main cause of OD deaths, at least in the U.S., while pure fentanyl has become available on the street. Opioid addiction, however, may start innocently enough as simple abuse of mom's pain pills, but they can very, very quickly turn to heroin, use on the street, and the risk of a fentanyl overdose. All the more reason to get the addict into a safe sanctuary like Safe House Rehab Thailand. The Busting Addiction and the Myths That Surround It podcast is brought to you by the caring professionals at Safe House Rehab Thailand, who offer clients a life-changing experience in the perfect environment for recovery. Just ask us any question, we mean any question, at info@safehouserehab.com, and we may use it on the air with your permission, of course, or visit us at safehouserehab.com. We want to help you make an informed decision for yourself and your loved one at this very important time in your family's life. So tune in next week for the next episode of Busting Addiction and the Myths That Travel With It. And we'll see you next time.